Evolutionary biologist Stephen Jay Gould is one of today's most popular science writers. He has a new collection of essays called Bully for Brontosaurus. John Leonard has this review.
There is no more civilized place to be than inside the mind of Stephen Jay Gould. Since the Harvard professor of biology, geology, and the history of science also writes a monthly column for Natural History magazine, and since these columns are bundled into books every several years or so, we are all permitted to be Gould students. Bully for Brontosaurus, weighing in at more than 500 pages, is an especially generous and provocative collection, a kind of graduate school of the sciences, in their nitty-gritty and their splendor. You can spend your time contemplating probability theory and Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak. You'll find out why Lavoisier, the father of modern chemistry, went to the guillotine during the French Revolution, and why Kropotkin, the Russian anarchist, read Darwin so differently from the rest of us, and just what Franz Anton Mesmer did that was so mesmerizing. You will be made to rethink typewriter keyboards, Polynesian double canoes, New Zealand glowworms, and William Jennings Bryan. You'll meet 500-pound chickens, the duck-billed platypus, and an Australian frog that swallows its fertilized eggs and gives birth through its mouth. You'll be quoted at from Shakespeare, Swift, Joyce, and the Brothers Grimm. Maybe you didn't know that birds evolved from dinosaurs. Maybe you've forgotten that the male penis and the female clitoris are the same organ, that there's no such thing as a vaginal orgasm, that Freud got it wrong and Kinsey got it right. And if that's not provocative enough for you, how about this? Attempts by anti-abortionists, he says, to designate the moment of fertilization as the beginning of personhood make no sense in scientific terms, and also violate a long history of social definitions that traditionally focused on the quickening or detected movement of the fetus in the womb. People grow, Gould says. Probe too far back and you reach absurdity. You will define both masturbation and menstruation as murder. As science writers go, Gould describes himself as a child of Galileo rather than a child of St. Francis. The Franciscans, like Thoreau, are poets of nature. The Galileans, like T.H. Huxley, delight in intellectual puzzles. But Gould is trickier than his own description. He is, of course, teaching us evolutionary biology as we happily turn his pages. Evolution isn't a ladder. It's a bush with branches, a tree of life. Environments aren't always favorable. Variations aren't always fortuitous. The historical origins of an adaptation don't necessarily match its contemporary function. The whole business is messy, chancy, contingent, unpredictable, opportunistic, and quirky. Least of all does nature teach us anything we need to know about morals. Yes, we ought to enter into a compact with the planet, something like the Golden Rule, just to keep us around a while longer, thinking our most peculiar thoughts. But after we're gone, the Earth will go about its bacterial business. Culture is our job. Wonderfully, Gould quotes another great teacher, Vernon Kellogg. Some men who call themselves pessimists because they cannot read good into the operations of nature forget that they can't read evil either. In morals, the law of competition no more justifies personal, official, or national selfishness or brutality than the law of gravity justifies the shooting of a bird. Gould, of course, loves birds and every other living thing.
John Leonard is media critic for CBS Sunday Morning. He reviewed Bully for Brontosaurus by Stephen Jay Gould. I'm Terry Gross, and this is Fresh Air.